welcome. My name is Jude. Now, let's get to our first conversation. Now, yesterday, we had a correspondent, one of our correspondents, you know, going around part of River State, Port Harcourt in particular. And our correspondent monitored petrol stations, what we normally call filling stations, right in Port Harcourt, and reports that kerosene was available at only one petrol station. One petrol station on the entire stretch of the East-West Road in River State. One petrol or filling station. One. Now, at that petrol station or at that filling station, a litre of kerosene retailed for 355 naira. They said that it's not, in quotes, bio-fire kerosene. It's not artisanal kerosene. It's not illegally refined kerosene. That they got it from NNPC, the proper place where they are meant to get petroleum products, right? That retailed at 355 naira a litre. Now, the bonfire kerosene, and if for those of you who don't use kerosene to cook or maybe to carry your business, roasting bole or roasting suya or, you know, barbecue in the evenings. We love barbecue, fish in the evenings, big, you know, tilapia and all that. Now, for those people who don't use kerosene to help light the coal and cook generally on stoves, if you ever see kerosene sold in bottles in markets, Rumokoro Market, Choba Market, Ozoba Market, your junction, on your street, let's see, mile one, mile three, Woji, Eligbam, Eligbolo, Rupaku, Eleme, Tank, Rumudara, Igboshimini. Let's see now, where now? First Artillery, you know, I've seen one or two spots there. Let's see now. Oh, Marine Base. Ooh, that's true. Eastern Bypass, Abuloma. Yeah. If you get to see where somebody or some people have a big basket and you see lead bottles, right? Plastic bottles in various sizes, right? And you see a liquid that's kind of brownish, light brown, very light brown, but it's petroleum product, right? It's kerosene, right? There's a 90% chance that those people are selling, in quotes, bonfire kerosene. Now, a litre of bonfire kerosene retails at 300 naira a litre. And that's what many households have resorted to when the cost of cooking gas, LPG, increased last year. Remember, it got up to 10,000 naira? Yeah, until now they started to come down, right? It got up to 10,000 naira to fill a 12.5 kilogram size or bottle of a cooking gas. Now, following that, some people spoke about this clamp on artisanal refining, particularly as it has to do with availability of kerosene.
We don't hear the announcement say, governor say, make them close this no fire. When they no close them, because we now wait till we be buyers, they take, they survive. If we don't stop them, you get a CBO, those boys where they push there, they kind of waiting, they answer. Me and you know if you answer the name. This no fire market, it never affect anybody.
Our government should bring down the price of gas and also bring down the price of the normal kerosene where people can go and purchase their kerosene at the normal rate. You know, the reason why people are going for this blue fire is because of the price. It's not that they like it.
And they buy from bush. Yeah, then they cook. You affect me well, well, oh. Now, business why they train my children, no. If I stop them, nothing again, no. They don't stop them. If you don't stop them, when I make them find something else, what we go do?
So they shouldn't stop it. Now, our question this morning is, what is responsible for the kerosene shortage at the pumps in Port Harcourt? What exactly is the reason why it's this bad? Now, we had scheduled to speak with the IPMAN chairman here in Port Harcourt. Unfortunately, we are unable to connect with him via telephone this morning. But we'll still get to speak to you, those of you who use kerosene, and those of you who don't, maybe if you have an idea of the business here in Port Harcourt, you can tell us why exactly kerosene has become literally gold right here on 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. All right, we seem to have hit a good fortune patch right now because we've been able to establish contact with Dr. Joseph Obele, the IPMAN chairman here in Port Harcourt. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Thank you for speaking with us this morning. Right, so
it's a pleasure having you.
It's always a pleasure to get to speak with you. Now, you've been following the trends recently in the past week, following comments by the governor in the tackle artisanal refining in the state. And some of the residents in River State have made comments that one of the reasons why they patronize these artisanal refiners is because one of the most important products that they use, the commonest one that the, in quote, average Rivers person or Port Harcourt person uses, kerosene, is not readily available at the pumps in petrol stations. And yesterday, our reporter went around East West Road, just East West Road alone, and reported only one petrol station having that product, talking about DPK, dual purpose kerosene, in their dumps, and they were selling at 355 naira. Now, why does it seem that some pumps, some petrol stations in Port Harcourt don't have kerosene in particular? What is the cause of this scarcity?
Okay, you call it DPK, dual purpose kerosene. It would be my privilege to bring to the general public that colors of the oil and gas sector have since changed the name 2 years ago to HHK, household kerosene. Because the implication, the name dual purpose kerosene implies that the producer actually said this product can serve the dual purpose. And in that regard, it was 80% AGO and it was 100% kerosene. And it was the same product that the aviation industry used as ATK2. So that would drop purpose kerosene. Now makes people started using it to adulterate or mix it up with all that. The name dual alone starts to say either produces or call it dual purpose implies that this product can serve another function. So as people are using it to mess up other products, and the scholars of oil and gas industry a few years ago now changed the name to HHK, that is household kerosene, which implies this product serves no other function than your household kerosene. So the name, as we speak right now on the board and all the documents we have, is HHK.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Forward,
yes, going forward, I want to establish that HHK or DPK, as we may call it, is one among the 6,000 byproducts of crude oil. Taskei University in China, in the research 7 years ago, discovered that this crude oil we have here in Nigeria, the total byproduct is about 6,000. But it's quite unfortunate, my brother, that in Nigeria we only extract 11 out of a commodity we have that should ordinarily give us 6,000 byproducts. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it is quite unfortunate that developed countries and other strict-minded leadership have extracted 6,000 byproducts out of this crude oil we have by God's grace, and they are using 6,000 products out of it. Then we in Nigeria see, as we speak, we don't extract anything more than 11, not even up to 100, not even up to 1,000, not even up to 5. It's crazy if you're following up trends in the oil and gas sector. So come to talk about it, among the 11 is HHK or DPK. And the question right now is that how come it is scarce in Nigeria? That's question number one.
Yes, particularly in Port Harcourt, so, in the petrol station.
In Nigeria, not in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Recall, we have 3 refineries in Nigeria. One in Warri, one in Kaduna, one in Port Harcourt. And the second one, 2 in Port Harcourt, that's 4. As we speak, no one is producing at zero capacity, not even to talk about 10% or whatever. And good enough, Mr. President kick-started the rehabilitation project last year. The work has commenced, but at a slow pace at the Tobacco Refinery. And the Warri Refinery is due to commence by February this year, which is next month. And the Kaduna Refinery is due to commence by November, December this year, too. But that of Port Harcourt Refinery, I think observers will tell you that with their promise that the first 9 months there will be production, I think it's not visible anymore. It's not achievable anymore. Because the work is going as a slow pace with associated issues there.
Okay.
That can be a topic for another day.
Yes.
So call me why we have DPK or HHK start in here in Portacourt and Nigeria. The reason, because as a byproduct of crude oil that arise or extracted from a cracking process called refining, we don't have refineries that are working as a result of that. So that's just the primary reason why it's gas. So getting it now is strictly via from the international market, which is importation. So the cost of importing PMS right now, it will arrive at 295 naira per liter, and the importer will be, and it is a deregulated product, let's state that, and the importer should be selling at 310, and the filling station owner or the marketer that will buy for the importer will be selling at 330. If you see the original AGO right now, it's selling for about 330. I will thank God for the effort of the commissioner of Energy and Mineral Resources, our brother and our leader, Peter Mede. He's really, really on it, that the right thing should be done, and following the reformation agenda of the excellence, the governor of River State too. So they're doing a good job, and the security men are doing a good job. So yes, it is hard because the Nigeria refineries are not working, number one. Then number two, patronizing the oil fire operators, artisanal refinery operators, is basically because of scarcity. In economies, they have this theory that in place of scarcity, alternative product dictates the day, and which is the truth. The residents are unable to see where to buy the original product, since I told you it's very expensive for the international market, and it's not even a profitable deal to marketers to buy at 3 something, and people are finding it difficult, and no person will come to buy. If you stock your station with the truck of the original PMS, it is still like 6 months before you
finish. PMS or kerosene now? PMS or kerosene? Talking about kerosene.
DPK, we are talking about kerosene.
Yes.
I said you take more because people don't come forth. But how do you expect resident comfort where in the Jerican rubber, somebody is carrying food, walking from house to house in the community, and they're all patronizing it. And guess what? The explosions we see, fire burn and incident on people's houses every day is arising for this small fire and is killing people, yet they are still patronizing it. And we have been saying, walk to a filling station. If there's any fire incident also, you can trace it that is this station you bought it from, but yet they are buying from people carrying on the head with this blue rubber jerrycan and the Wrangler's water. And the market is rouge in these villages, this market, I'm telling you. So now, the $1 million question we'll ask at this moment is that this artisanal refinery boys, what is wrong with them? And I'll say this, there is nothing wrong with the process of refining through local means or whatever. Because recall, 35 years ago, they defunct Biafra, where they were refining crude oil at the Nuguya. So that's to say, too, the process of refining crude oil to get the byproduct is not rocket science or so. It's not. So it's not any person can do. But the $1 million question right now is that, what is your source of crude oil? Because there is no market that you can, if you want to buy 1 liter, 1 barrel of crude oil right now, you as Jude, there's no market you can walk to and buy 1 liter, 1 barrel of crude oil. So where are you getting it from? That's the only question. The process you use in refining, no process is against that process. You know, because let me say this too. The idea that the fruit we have in Port Harcourt is caused by these boys, yes, when they were using firewood, the boys have upgraded to a level, and they are buying electric oven from China. The electric oven costs about 9 to 11 million. The refinery is in Harris now. So there's no pollution part of it. And once you put in the crude oil, the next 10 minutes, refined product is out. That's what most of them are using right now. Before now, all they are producing was having density. Density is the laboratory analysis, first stage of laboratory analysis, to ascertain if the product is good. And after density, you now go forward to do the flash point analysis. The product they were refining with the firewood time that was causing all these suits wasn't having the flash point, it was having density. The ones they are doing right now, as we speak, it has density and it also has a flash point. That's to say, it can pass any test in any laboratory analysis anywhere in the whole world. So that's upgraded. There's nothing wrong with the process of refining. But the biggest question was to ask, where did you get the crude oil?
Okay, so
and that call is stealing.
All right, so
vandalism. Because
we know
there's no place Let me share this with you. A lady walked to my office, Ipman secretary, last day, and she said, my daughter is sick, and the special processes require that just a drop of crude oil on the to rub on the baby, my daughter will be wet. I, as Ipman chairman of River State, I couldn't get 1 liter or 1 drop of crude oil because there's no way I can walk and get it. It's only sold to multinational and those that have refineries. So you, refining 2 trucks, 3 trucks, 100 drums and the rest. Where are you getting your crude oil?
So we know we know it's being stolen.
The criminal element of it.
We know it's being stolen. But the question, hold on, sir. But the question, we know it's being stolen. But the worry for the average Nigerian, for the average reverse person, who really doesn't know about all the modus operandi of how this works, is why isn't it available at the pumps? You just said you try to encourage, IPAN tries to encourage people to walk into petrol stations so that they can buy, and if anything does happen, you can say, I bought it from Mr. Jude's petrol station. Go and find out where Mr. Jude collected this kerosene from, and then investigate.
Yes,
but the problem is they don't even get.
Jude, let me put this to you. Do you know the comparative analysis buying from a filling station and buying from this young girl carried on their head within the town and so, is 90 naira per liter from this guest, and it's 300 and something naira per liter at the station. So, which one will you buy?
Yeah, but now I agree. The comparative analysis is huge. From what our correspondent found out yesterday, the Ipo fire is now retailing now at about 300 naira a liter, whilst at the petrol station is 355.
No. It's far less than. It's not to 300 naira per liter.
Okay, so you are saying
they're buying it everywhere. There's no community in Rivers where they're not buying it.
Okay, so you are saying authoritatively now that the Ipo fire, the artisanal, the illegally refined kerosene right now is sold way cheaper, less than 300.
The gap is huge, very huge, almost times three.
Okay, all right. So now, if that's the case, now you said earlier on that it's been deregulated. So when the landing cost comes to about 290 something naira and thereabout, the market has to sell up, mark up the price, you know, landing cost and all of that, and sell at 310 and 320, like you said.
Yes, that's
that's the effect of.
And I told you, it's a bad market going to take more for you to finish a food truck. It could be a bank loan or adding variable cost and fixed cost and the rest. Why keeping a commodity for 6 months in the filling station? So now the communities are patronizing the small fire operators. Thus is a slow market at the station. That's why you see most of the stations not selling.
So it's the landing cost. That's the reason why we don't have
it will arrive at the station very expensive. So now what we do now is that 10 marketers can just buy a food truck and just share little quantities, you know, just like you have a small stock of it in your station. That's what is really happening. And again, we have a report, and the security men are aware of this, that AGO loaded at a particular tank farm in River State, and the AGO was leaving and it was arrested by soldiers. And lo and behold, when we did the test, it was the market actually bought it at the tank farm. But it was verified by DPR and all of us in the meeting that this man bought it from this tank farm. But it wasn't the actual AGO from that the tank farm should be selling. So what we are trying to say in essence is that in the period or days of scarcity, anything can be thrown into the market. So our prayer is that the Nigerian refinery, as at August last year, the Minister of State for Pension, our brother Timmy, told Nigerians that in 10 months' time, from August, the 1.5 billion naira contract was signed August last year.
$1.5 billion.
In 10 months' time from. You say what?
$1.5 billion.
Yes, it was signed by August last. I say 10 months from today, Nigerian refineries will come up with the first segment of production. And he said 15 months later, the second part will come up. 24 months later, the third part will come up. And 48 months later, the fourth aspect will come up. So now the observers, we are saying 10 months from then, as you said, by March, April, the refinery will be coming up. And let me put this to you. If the refinery runs for only one day, the whole Nigeria will be flooded by AGO and DPK. So our prayer and all, there won't be any market arising from these profile operators, and it will be a very bad market for them. So our prayer is, what is the degree of speed on the ongoing rehabilitation process? That was the degree. And I'll score them 5 over 100. It's very slow. It's very, very slow. It's kind of slowness degree. So we call on them to like add speed in whatever they are doing, so that in a short time, we'll have all the products available.
Okay.
But at the meantime, I want to add to the statement of the River Federal Assembly 4 days ago when they visited the Commissioner of Police, I think on Monday, and they stated that the NNPC filling stations are patronizing with welfare. Marketers walk to depots and buy, and I've stated this, that some depots, what they get, we don't know the source of market. And the depot owners will tell you, let your refinery run, let your refinery come up, let's buy from your refinery, so don't demo our source of product. So the whole thing is tied to refinery coming up.
All right, so the whole thing is tied to refineries coming up. Now,
yes, that's when the whole of this story ends.
Yes, yes, so
now, not that there is scarcity, any person want to throw anything into the market.
It's a cause for concern. Now, you made mention that what some of your members now do is come together as a group, maybe three or four individuals.
Oh, almost 10 persons.
Almost 10.
Let me put this to you. A truck of product is about 45,000 liters. So if 3 persons buy a truck, meaning 15,000 liters will go to one person, and 15,000 liters, you cannot sell it within 3 months. It's not possible.
But with the demand,
so
with
the sharing a truck,
Dr. Joseph, but the question has to be asked, with the demand of kerosene and with the enlightenment more and more people are getting as to the dangers of using artisanally refined kerosene, are you saying that if people know that there is kerosene at that pump, for example, they won't go there when they know that the likelihood of the kerosene causing explosion?
You might know that is available at Philip Station A or Jude Petroleum Limited, as you mentioned. I think I've given you as a prophecy, because you mentioned Jude Station. They take it that you own the Philip Station in a short time. So if you have it, the price is 3 of what they should be buying at the market. This would carry it on their head. Or new market, who have in reverse it, saying buy kerosene. The inside like times 3. So having is another thing. If you have it, it's really a bad market for you, the operator of the filling station. A big bad market here.
Dr. Ebele Joseph has been my guest this morning. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
My final advice to the operators of this small fire is that it's got not health challenge, and they should stop it in no time. And my advice to security agents, they are doing a good job, that they should keep doing what they are doing. And the governor has directed that security officers should hunt for these men doing this job. So they are not good, they are not spirit doing this. So they should stop it before security agencies will descend on them. And to the general public, I think in the short time, all this will be story of the past. Because from the schedule, the Port Harcourt refinery will be coming up first phase of production by March, April this year, following the 10-month schedule they gave to Nigeria.
Okay, all right, Dr. Ebele, thank you. Dr. Ebele Joseph has been my guest this morning, Chairman Ipman here in River State. We'll be looking up to you to get more information. We may likely have you on tomorrow, so fingers crossed, we'll contact you as the day goes on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So there you have it. That the reason why kerosene now had home use kerosene, so it's only for home use, why that particular product is not available in many a petrol station here in Port Harcourt. We'll go for a break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines to you and let's ask solutions to this very huge challenge.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So how do we mitigate the challenges as we speak right now concerning kerosene availability? That's our challenge this morning. What do you think should be done? We've just gotten to hear from Dr. Joseph Obele, Ipman Chairman here in River State. Your numbers to call 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. All right, and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. My 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Oh, apologies. Sorry about that. My 3, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Best. I'm calling from Umahalo.
Welcome, Best.
Yeah. See, we'll not get it right. Why I said that is because we are selling in dollars and also buying in dollars. And for the meantime, we just prefer buying. You see, the person buying in dollar, and dollar is increasing. If this dollar increases, that means the selling, if you buy, we have to sell, and we sell in that amount, increasing amount. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Well, and there are other places. If you want to depend on buying, let's say, okay, fine. Since the government has decided to not buy, not refining, they want to buy. How about them buying from countries that their currency is not up to the high? Imagine a dollar now in the market. That's about 416 naira, if I'm not mistaken. And we have a place like China. China is refining. And if China is yen, I'm not trying to say buying is the best option, but I'm trying to reason from the aspect of, okay, since the government wants to be buying. You know, China, yes, if I'm not mistaken, yen is about 100 and something naira for a yen. If you can buy from China,
yeah.
I think it will be cheaper.
But best, you also should consider, right, that if you're going to buy a product from, you know, all the way across the world, half the way across the globe in China, you have to factor in the cost of transportation as opposed to buying it somewhere in Europe that's closer to the Gulf of Guinea, where we are talking about Nigerian waters. The Chinese oil has to go to the Pacific, to the Indian Ocean, to get to where we are in the Atlantic. That's a long distance.
Very long. But our government prefers to be buying. Okay, now imagine if you're buying from a dollar, you still have to pay all those costs for bringing the.
But the cost, I don't know. I best, in all honesty, we have this conversation, you and I together. I honestly don't know what the cost implication is to bring it from Europe or to bring from China. But looking at the map geographically, you would agree that China is further away than let's say Russia or something.
Okay, now before I go. We had Dangote building a refinery.
Yes.
How far has it gone? Nobody's telling us anything about it. Because I've seen that we want to depend on Dangote for production of almost everything. Probably that is the area our government officials want to channel their strength or whatever their investment they want to gather from. I'm thinking, I'm telling the truth, from the person who brought to the studio, he said the pace at which the refinery is moving is not even more than slow. He's calling them half over 100. So please, they should tell us, if it is the Dangote refinery, we will be the hope for the common man in Nigeria. Let's know. Because even diesel in this country is not being refined in the way we're not buying diesel. All diesel the filters, even in your stations there, your generator filters are all bad because the all diesel in Nigeria are full fire. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, welcome.
Dude, this grammar we are blowing this morning will not be able to stand the crisis that will hit us when it comes to scarcity of kerosene and price hike in the few weeks to come. We will not be able to stand it. This grammar will go nowhere. A simple solution. With the ban or the clamp down of artisanal refineries, we have started feeling the heat and importance of these people to our economy. Yes, they got it wrong based on the system of refining, which is degrading to the environment or harmful to the environment. Now that we have seen the importance of these people, why don't we call them to a round table as a government or policy makers? What can you people do? How can you maintain your profit so that you don't violate the environment? That is what we should be discussing. That is what we should be thinking about. Was it not when they told us the turnaround maintenance of the Port Harcourt refinery? As we are talking to you now, it's a scam. In August, precisely 2000, we also had the same story, and nothing was done up till today. Now, when Goodluck Jonathan was about to leave office, he set up mechanisms. I think they even started operation in servicing those systems before this present administration took over. Oh, the turnaround maintenance was successful, and we have started producing. And later they said all the system crashed. That was when the House Committee on the refinery, led by a member of one of River State's son that is a legislator, followed that committee to River State for fact-finding. Up to today, that facts and the finding, they all died away. The solution is simple. There is a better way this our local refiners can refine crude that they cannot and they will not violate this environment. If other countries are doing it successfully, the government should do it and let us stop this unnecessary clamping down of artisanal refiners.
But you say you say unnecessary. But if you look at the air, and also if you listen to the last to our guest, he said the major challenge is the source of the crude. It's been stolen, so that's vandalism. And when you vandalize, I don't know if you've ever seen where somebody is a vandal. They don't break things nicely. They destroy things.
No, sir. On this particular one, they don't destroy it. And if you should investigate this matter, they are professional or IOC who collaborated with these guys, give them the pipeline line on where to go and what to do.
Okay, so for you, they should call the artisanal refiners and find a way to refine.
We need a consensus and understanding with these people to help us from this pending crisis.
All right, so we need a consensus. They should come together. The government should bring them. Let's find how we can better structure this refining process. 9.3. Oh, dear. Apologies. Let's get to messages now. Hi, in the entire Ekpeye land, petrol stations don't have kerosene. The inability of the River State government to establish modular refineries is responsible for the presence of, in quotes, coal fire activities. Ekpeye land, okay? Let's see now. All right. So, Drew, do you hear that those boys in the creek are now using sophisticated equipment to refine the crude? Therefore, the suit may not just be from them alone. Ask him. You know, where exactly is the suit coming from? Gift here says, you can hear from the Ibman chairman that there is no kerosene in Nigeria. This is what is leading to illegal refining of kerosene and diesel. These are the things that the governor will have to inquire first before taking the actions. This is to tell you that the governor does not consider before he takes actions. Banning of dispatch riders, for example, has nothing to do with coal fire or illegal refining. Even Julius Berger uses coal fire for construction. This is the kind of governor we want to contest as president? No. But for the grace of God, Nigerians are waiting for him. Interesting. All right. Good morning, Jews. Jude, the common man can no longer reach the cost of cooking gas. And this illegally refined kerosene seems to be the shortcut. Now that the state government's fighting these illegal refiners, they should also make provision to bring legally refined kerosene to the common man so that the accolade will be loudest. Smart from Agri Road. 93. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ajud.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Very well, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
My name is Hiram, coming from Amadiamo.
It's a pleasure.
Now, what so called about that chairman, I don't know, like your guest this morning.
Yes, Ipman chairman.
You know, when it comes to a matter like this, they pretend as if they are working. I know what I've been suffering in petrol in this river state. They've not even closed half the station down one day, say, this month. Like sometimes, where there's scarcity on petrol, you see that many people have 8 pumps, will be using 1 pump to sell. Many people will adjust their meat car to any how they want it. And they have no one they carry their truthful meter. They can't use to measure whether their meter is right or wrong. They've never one day done it. Nothing they are doing. They are just trying to say that they are not doing anything. But if you go to other states, they close stations down because of they are violating the law. But in Nigeria, yes, because they in Port Harcourt, because they like dry money. And I've seen where they storm the station after about 5 minutes, they open it because they got to collect something. They should stop pretending. They stop pretending. We are suffering in this state.
All right, this is the Ip Man boss and their group not doing enough to provide services. Interesting. Final caller. 93, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Final caller, we have 2 minutes, please. Yes, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm Nathaniel calling from Maryland.
Welcome, Nathaniel.
Please, I want to just quickly go on this. Most people are just on the head of the governor. That he does not deserve to be governor. He does not deserve to even contest for the presidency of this nation. Just because he decided to say no to profile. You remember that this is it has taken the governor quite some months before he finally made this decision. And so many persons in Nigeria here, especially in River State, is calling on radio saying that the governor is not sensitive to the people. People are dying, black people everywhere. He doesn't want to do anything
about this. We're talking about the availability of kerosene and the solution. So,
yes.
Following what the Ipman chairman has said.
That is the area I'm coming from now. Now, the area of kerosene, if you look at it very well, there is no kerosene anywhere, especially in the environment. There is nowhere you get kerosene. Even where to drive is very, very difficult. People get their source of fuel and kerosene from this snow fire. Even desire, they get it from this profile. Many persons, if this thing is banned now and there's no way profile to operate, people will suffer in this country, especially within the riverine area. People will suffer. Because right now, as I'm talking to you, the price of fuel has gone so high that it's very, very difficult to do. Even many of those operating fishing, people going to the high sea for fishing, they use fuel. And if there's no fuel or the price of fuel is too high, there's no way they can operate. So for me, I think it's very, very important and pertinent. Even if it is very important to ban coal fire, it is at the same time very important to see how to supply fuel, kerosene, and diesel for those who can use it. So for me, the government is not being priority enough. It does not do the right thing. Especially the federal government, with promising of a modular refinery of many times and all the rest. For now, there is nothing like that. The refineries are not operating. I don't know where the government says you can think of getting all these things. For me, I think government should do something very seriously about it.
All right, the government needs to do something very serious. For me, Jude, the only solution is getting the present House of Representatives and Judiciary that will get all our refineries working. Come 2023, who will give us this? Because both PDP, APC won't get us this. Interesting. All right, so your caller should be informed that there's maintenance going on currently on the refinery. It is not a scam, so he should be guided so as not to misinform the public. Osinachi, good morning. If they stop this local refinery, they should know that the boys are hardened criminals. They will go back to the highways and start kidnapping. They are doing it at Zorba, Choba, Emoha, Iba, Elele, and so on. The solution is that let this oil-producing state have their own refineries. That will stop it. Right, but a lot of Rivers people are kicking against that threat. That, you know, people say, oh, if you stop, they'll go back to criminality. That's a threat. And last time I had a conversation, Rivers people said they won't cow down to such threats. My name is Jude.